The James Webb Space Telescope result on Neptune's moons is the kind of finding that requires us to rethink something we thought we understood. Webb's observations suggest that Neptune's irregular moons, the smaller, oddly orbiting ones, are not primordial companions that formed alongside the planet. They're debris from an ancient cataclysm, likely a catastrophic collision that shattered earlier bodies and left the fragments in the tilted, retrograde orbits we observe today. This reshapes our model of the outer solar system's early history and has implications for understanding how other planetary systems form.
The dark matter research is genuinely remarkable. Two independent papers published this past week propose that dark matter particles interact through a hidden force, a secret self-interaction that operates separately from the four known forces. The counterintuitive finding is that this force slows cosmic growth rather than accelerating it. The mechanism is subtle. The extra attractive force helps dark matter cluster at small scales, but it also makes dark matter effectively lighter as the universe expands, which weakens its gravitational influence at large scales and suppresses the growth of cosmic structure. One of the papers goes further and suggests dark matter may decay into gravitons, detectable gravitational particles, which would make it potentially observable in ways that current dark matter models don't predict.
If dark matter decays into gravitons at a detectable rate, the implications for gravitational wave astronomy are profound. The LIGO and Virgo observatories and the planned space-based LISA detector would potentially be picking up signals from dark matter decay in addition to the black hole and neutron star mergers they were designed to detect. That's a scientific opportunity hiding inside a theoretical proposal, and it will drive significant observational attention in the next few years.
The SpaceX Louisiana spaceport is the terrestrial story that connects to all of this. A 130,000-acre facility at Pecan Island would be, by the assessment of a state lawmaker, the largest economic development project in Louisiana history. The scale is notable. 130,000 acres is roughly 200 square miles. That's not a launch pad, that's a launch campus. The geographic logic makes sense. Louisiana has Gulf Coast access, favorable weather windows, and proximity to existing aerospace supply chains in Texas. But the land area suggests SpaceX is planning for a facility that could support very large-scale launch operations, possibly including the Starship architecture at commercial cadence.
The Artemis II crew drawing a sellout crowd at Red Rocks is worth pausing on, because it represents something the space program hasn't had in a long time, genuine public enthusiasm at the celebrity level. Red Rocks is a 20,000-seat venue. The fact that a public appearance by four astronauts sold it out tells you something about how the Artemis program has captured public imagination in a way that the shuttle era's later years simply didn't. The crew is slated to fly around the moon, the first crewed lunar mission since Apollo 17 in 1972. Whatever you think about the program's schedule and budget, the cultural resonance is real.